Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to 24 Hours Nothing But Net, my friend Mary Beth and my man, Alan. What's up, Alan?
What's up?
Hey, are you in school today or are you skipping?
No, I'm going to school after this.
You're going to school after
this? Going to school after this.
Yeah, your mom's
Tell Miss Debbie what you have this afternoon that you can't miss.
I have ice cream party.
He has an ice cream party.
What's your favorite flavor?
Dark raspberry chip and cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream and dark raspberry chip.
Man, that is a good mixture. Do you mix them up or do you eat them one at a time?
I miss them.
Alan, give me some Louisville love. Let me see the L's up. Get the L's up.
So wear your shirt, you're wearing. He's repping Patrick today.
You got Patrick on? I see him. I love it. There's my man, Patrick.
Yep.
Who's your favorite Louisville Cardinal? Chucky is my favorite player, too. Did you get your picture with Chucky this year?
No.
No? Oh, man, we should have got a picture with Chucky.
Yeah. I was saying, Chucky, come on, come here.
So, I saw you at the ACC tournament. What were you doing at the ACC tournament, Alan?
I was testing if the UWU mascot.
You were at midcourt during the tournament dancing with the mascot.
Yeah.
Can you show me a few moves right now? Come on. You did a great job. Didn't you win?
Yeah.
You won the dance-off, didn't you?
Yeah, so I won a gift code.
A gift card?
Gift card to what?
I don't know. A Visa gift card.
A Visa gift card. And a coat.
A shirt.
What did you do with your Visa gift card? Did you buy your mom something?
No, I buy me something, and that's what I got.
What'd you get?
Maybe the whole store.
Maybe the whole store. $15 gift card. It's not buying much.
Yeah. Oh, man, you should have won more than that. You did a good job.
Yeah.
Alan, what's your favorite sport?
Basketball and catch football.
You like football? Tackle football?
And what does mom say about tackle football?
No.
You're not doing it.
No.
You're not playing tackle.
What my dad says.
What's your dad say?
Tie me up. And I keep him.
What, you like wearing the shoulder pads and the helmet?
Oh, yeah.
Do you practice tackling your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
She's pretty tough.
I'm better tough.
You're tougher? What position?
Yeah, I'm tough, tough.
What position do you play in football?
Quarterstop.
Yeah.
Scott, what position did you say he would play?
Who?
Alan.
At what?
Football.
He's going to be a defensive lineman.
Hey, Scott.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You're doing good. Well, thank you.
Hear me,
for sharing Alan with us.
I miss you. I'm going to win us millions of dollars.
Yes.
So,
Alan, do you know that I'm going to be shooting free throws for Special Olympics?
Yeah.
Can you make a free throw?
Yes.
Okay. I want to see on video. I want your mom to tape you making some baskets for me, okay?
We get outside, can't we?
Today?
Well, maybe today if it doesn't rain.
Yeah. Okay, that's
But
fine.
I'll videotape you shooting some baskets and send them to Debbie.
Oh, when after this?
Oh, you have to go to school after this? Maybe after school today if it's not raining.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Mom. Let's shoot hoops and not go to school.
Miss Debbie?
Pete, Miss Debbie, 2-1. We win.
2-1. Yes. Mary Beth, tell me a little bit about your experiences with Alan through athletics, because you're an athlete. You've worked in athletics. You know how important Special Olympics is to the overall development of Alan in your family. So share a little bit with us your experiences.
Obviously, sports are huge to us. I worked in athletics at the University of Louisville, and my husband still works in the athletic department there. So sports are a huge part of our family. The older girls play sports as well. Allie played basketball through high school, and Grace is a junior in high school, and she plays softball. So I played basketball and softball. So obviously love seeing the kids being in sports. Love seeing Alan play sports. Alan attends Christian Academy of Louisville, which has a program for kids with Down syndrome. I think there's about 32 kids with Down syndrome in the school. It's a K-12 private Christian school. Grace is actually a junior there, and it's cool for us to kind of see life full circle because the first two kids that started the Providence school are now juniors in high school with Grace. So it kind of lets us see kind of big picture. You know, I know he's a mess.
He's doing his
thing. Yeah. Kind of see big picture.
Okay. I found this on the web. He's doing his thing. Check it out.
You know, what life is going to look like as Alan gets older. He has been the only Providence student to play in their intramural basketball program that they have. Loves it. Dribbles up the court. Can't make a basket on a 10-foot goal, but gives it a great effort. This past summer was our first experience with Special Olympics. Because I don't know how it is everywhere, but you have to be 8 here, first to, you know, play in their programs. And he did softball, which was really cool for me. You know, growing up, I say growing up, when he was younger, he played, t-ball in our little community park. League, but as he's gotten older, you know, you grow out of that, and then it's coach's pitch, and you're like, I'm not real sure if he's ready for that. But softball was a great experience for him. There was another little girl his age that was playing on the same team, so it was fun for them just to be out there together. They actually go to school together, so they know each other very well, and just to be included, you know, like it's, I think a hard part for us has been finding what's right for Alan. You know, we don't want to, I don't want to say throw him in, but we don't want to put him in the regular leagues because it's a little harder for him to keep up.
You want him to succeed.
But we want him to be able to do the same stuff everybody else is doing.
He wants to do all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to be on a team, but my mom doesn't think I might go on.
That is not true at all. So his Cal school team started at Mid-America. They have the basketball leagues here, and they put a team in. Well, come to find out, it was all like AAU teams. So the scores have been like 46-3. I mean, they've gotten it handed to him. But hey, he goes out there and holds his own. He may not be able to make baskets, but he'll play defense. He'll run up and down the court. The coach is great. You know, he'll play him for like a minute or two at a time. And then, you know, he gets minutes just like everybody else does. So that's been fun. But I'm looking forward to, as he's getting older, being more involved in Special Olympics and what they offer. Mm-hmm. You know, I know softball, basketball, he probably tackle football.
You're not going to win that one, Mary Beth. Tackle football, I think it's 3-1. Scott, your dad, Alan, and me against your mom. 3-1.
That says sign me up, right?
Sign me up.
Yeah, because when I want to play catch football, every day when I say I want to play catch football, if me and my dad I want to be on a team because I'm a good tackle and I'm a good doing like running to shut down and make the NAA a thing.
Do you like to tackle the quarterback?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What about the wide receivers?
Yes.
Do you like to block on the line?
No.
You don't like to block? You just like
he likes to pretend he's doing down set hut and then just full arm take us down. He's strong.
Maybe you can show me some video of that later. Oh, yeah. Let me see those pipes. Looking good, dude. Oh, yeah. I love it. Alan, what number do you wear in basketball?
What number do you wear in basketball?
My number is 14 at Cal.
In school, his number is 14, but what's your number for basketball?
Number for basketball is actually 14.
Okay, and what about football?
Number 13? Who wore number 13 when they played basketball?
I don't know.
Your mother?
Are you wearing your mom's number?
Yeah.
Patrick wore my number at Louisville.
What?
12. Yes.
13 was mama's number, wasn't it?
No. You made it up.
I did make it up.
Is your mom lying?
Yeah.
She's not making it.
And tell Miss Debbie, what number does Grace wear in softball and why?
21, because Down syndrome.
No, you have Down syndrome, no, but Grace wears number 21.
21.
Because there's three siblings.
Three siblings.
And
Grace and Yayi was the most annoying person in our family, Grace Norton.
The most important person in your family is Grace Norton?
He said annoying.
The most annoying. Alan, you crack me up. I love hanging out with you. I've known your mom for a long time. Mary Beth, you and I connected through hoops a long time ago. And, you know, for when you learned about, you knew about Frankie before you had Alan.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, how our connection and how Frankie and Alan are very similar in personalities, actually.
Very similar. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy how life happens. You know, when Scott and I started dating, I was the director of ops for women's basketball at UofL. Allie and Grace were 5-3. And it was kind of one of those things like, this isn't what I want life to look like being on the road all the time. And so I got out of athletics and went to work for our family's business in Somerset, where I'm from. But, you know, looking back now, you know, 10 years ago when I was pregnant with Alan and found out, you know, he had a heart defect, he had Down syndrome, all these things, it was kind of, you know, God's timing, you know, like, okay, this is why you got out of athletics. And, you know, I still, you know, as you know, could have made it work. Everything, you know, would have been great. But not to know, you know, knew nothing. You know, you read all these things and it's like people told me over and over again, stop reading what you read on the internet. But I look back and think about, you know, you were one of the first people that I thought of and mentioned to Scott when we found out Alan had Down syndrome, because, you know, we see you obviously do what you do and do great at it. And then, you know, there's Frankie and the ceiling was non-existent for him. You know, the way that things that you all had him involved in, seeing videos that you posted of him with a personal trainer. And then, you know, it gives us, like, I think you think about kids and, you know, we talk about what's next for Alan. And of course he's like, I'm going to college. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And you're like, yeah, you are.
You are. You are going.
And I think that's what's nice for Scott and I is, you know, the girls being older, they're 18 and 16. By the time Grace is out of undergrad, Alan won't even be out of high school. So it's like we have, you know, we'll be able to up and move if we need to get closer to a Clemson life or NC State or, you know, somewhere that has programs that, somewhere that has programs for, you know, Alan to succeed and get a college education. And I think that's what's, you know, really cool for me to, you know, us to look at and think about as a family is that this guy's the limit for this kid.
Hey,
that's a good thing.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Yay. That's you. You and are it's a kind rock of the star. Same
thing. You know, he has, you know, we push him to do the same things that we push the other two to do.
Of course.
You know, whether it's chores, whether it's, you know, cleaning his room, you know, expectations that we have for him. You know, if he has a bad day at school, he doesn't get his iPad after school. If he has a bad day at school, you know, he has consequences here that he's not going to get rewarded for making
that's
bad
right.
choices at school.
That was my thing, too. Mary Beth, anything with an on-off switch, Frankie would lose if
yep.
he had, if he made a bad choice. And Alan, do you make good choices?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Nate, what are you doing to face on me?
His thing right now he's getting in trouble for is arguing with his teacher's aide.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to be always right. He's not always right.
Alan, are you being nice to your teacher's aide?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's what's really cool about Cal, where he goes to school. So he has, have fun at the track.
Well, we want them to be held accountable. We want them to suffer.
Absolutely. And his
consequence for a bad choice. It's not they get a free pass just because they have Down syndrome.
In the fall with his third grade teacher, she said, I want him in the room more often. So he's pulled out for math.
Yeah.
Yes. Math and reading. So he's pulled out of the classroom for math and reading. She wants him in there the rest of the time because he's just as capable as the other children.
That's right.
And that's important to us. You know, we want him to be held accountable. We want him to be doing the same stuff the other kids are doing, even if it is modified. You and I have talked a little bit about this. During COVID, I started my own nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
We have a golf scramble every fall, all in for out for our all in for Alan, and raise about $20,000 a year in our golf scrambles that we're able to turn around and give back to programs, you know, whether it's Down Syndrome of Louisville, Cal, Special Olympics, that, you know, benefit Alan yes. and, you know, other children with, you know, disabilities. So it's been fun. We're hoping to do more with it. Obviously, I would love to do a 24 hours here in Kentucky.
We're going to get to that.
I couldn't shoot for 24 hours.
You don't have to.
Got it the other night and Allie was like, could you do that? And I was like, I can maybe do an hour. But I also had to make sure they realized, like, you train for this. Like,
yes.
this isn't something you just go out and shoot for 24 hours.
No, it's a significant training fitness program that is getting harder and harder in year 7. But it's definitely worth it because no matter how much sweat equity I have in the event, getting a chance to spend time with you and Alan like this, share your story. Tell people why it's important, helps others see why they should give and why they should help us raise money so that we can organize and socialize and train and compete. Those
absolutely.
Are the things that Alan wants to do. You're listening to him talk to us about tackle football. Like, is that a reality or not right now? I don't, you know, he thinks so. He's like, sign me up.
Scott thinks so too. So maybe I'm just the one that needs to catch up.
Well, I mean, there are some safety and security things about tackle football that we are well aware of, especially for a person with Down syndrome, that we have to make sure the neck is stabilized and those things. But he's an amazing kid to hang out with. He's a lot of fun. And if you got any video of him dancing at midcourt during the ACC tournament, send it to us because I want to share that. Like, that was one of the highlights of the whole week.
Fun, you know, after that, like even Saturday, walking around in downtown Charlotte, people were like, wait, that's that kid that was dancing at half court. Like people taking pictures with him. And it just, you know, like he truly brings a smile
to us,
to people's faces. And it's even during the game. I think it was the first night, Thursday night.
No, Mom, stop.
I'm talking. Don't interrupt. That's your chapel lesson for this week, is it not?
Don't
interrupt.
You know, even watching Frankie interact with people during the game Thursday night and after the game in the tunnel, like it's like they're celebrities, you know, like how could you not love these kids?
Right.
So, Miss Debbie.
Yes.
So when he said, when I was on the court, what day was it?
Saturday night when you were dancing? No, Friday night you were dancing.
No. What day did we visit college? What day?
We went to Charlotte on Thursday.
Okay. So we went to college on Thursday. And when I was on the court.
That was on Friday when you were dancing.
Yeah, but
I
when
saw
I
you.
Was done. Yeah, but. You're the famous kid. I was so kid. You doesn't know you me. And it just stopped. This I took pictures of me. And I know you just smile to everyone. Mom, Dad, Yai.
Makes us happy, doesn't it?
Everyone. Except me. Because if I'm not happy, my mom doesn't need to be happy too.
Yes, you're right. If you're not happy, your mom is not going to be happy. But if your
I told you.
If your mom is happy, are you happy?
No.
Being silly.
Yes.
Alan, I am so glad you and me are friends. I love hanging out with you. And you know what? I'm going to try to come to your golf tournament one of these years. I want to come and play golf with you. What do you think? You let me in your. Will you let me play?
I bet Miss Debbie's a good golfer.
Probably not.
What? I am a good golfer. Why do you think I'm not a good golfer?
It could be me, you, Dad, and Miss Debbie.
No. It could be me, Gigi.
Not
you, Miss Debbie, and Jace.
Who's better at golf, me or Dad?
Yeah.
You just lied.
She went to the waters 5 times.
She what? 5 times?
I went where?
In the water.
In the water.
She hit it in the water 5 times?
Yes.
Did you hit it in the water?
No. I went over the. I went over.
Did you hit it in the sand?
No. I went close to the.
You hit it close to the hole?
But I close to the right.
The green.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a quick story. Can I tell you a story about golf?
Yeah.
So Frankie and I are playing in a unified golf tournament. He's the athlete. I'm the unified partner. We show up on the first tee, and it's alternate shot. So as a golfer, you don't want to put him in a bad spot. So there's a lot of pressure playing with your athlete, right? Because they're good. Frankie's a good golfer too. So
yes,
he is. Yeah, he's a really good golfer. So we get on the first tee and there's another twosome playing with us. So there, you know, there's four of us playing off the tee.
Yeah.
The other twosome has a young man who's about, I'd say, 26, 27, played college golf. And he has his athlete is a young woman on the autism spectrum. So we get to the first tee, and the unified partners are all hitting from the same tee. The athletes are hitting from a different tee. So I get up, and I'm just the first tee, right? And I hit it, and I go right down the middle. I hit a good shot. I'm like, whew. Right?
This kid gets up
and he swings it and he bombs it like 60 yards past me. Okay. I'm like, This is going to be a long day. I get in the golf cart with Frankie, and Frankie taps me on the shoulder. He says, I want him. He tried to trade me on the first tee. I said,
that's something you would do, wouldn't it?
We can't trade. You got to be with me. So we play. I didn't realize that the two of us were in different flights, because I'm thinking that if they're in the same flight. Well, we end up winning a gold medal in our flight. We get on the stand, and the unified partner gets on the stand with him, which I had never experienced before. Frankie had already been on the gold medal stand for swimming and other things.
Yeah.
We get on, and they put the medal over Frankie's neck, and they put the medal over my neck, and we're standing on the gold part of the platform, and Frankie looks at me, and he says, Mother of the Year. And I go, yeah!
Awesome.
That's my saying all the time. I want your mom to win an award this year called Mother of the Year. Do you think she can win it?
No.
You, what?
You don't think I would be Mother of the Year?
No, I would be Son of the Year.
Yeah, you would be Son of the Year.
Alan, you
it's
are the
always
best.
A competition. Doesn't matter if it's this, a game of Uno. We're a competitor over here.
I'm a competitor.
That's a good thing.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Thank you both for spending time with us on 24 Hours Nothing But Net. We're going to work on golf. We're going to work on 24 Hours in Kentucky. We're going to get that done.
I'm going to make 24 Hours. If he doesn't make it, cost this a fool.
Consequence of my own?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I guess you were sending me.
What?
What's?
You have to go on an airplane and when you have to, like, fly off on an airplane and I can throw water balloons at you.
You're going to throw water balloons at me out of an airplane?
No. While you go down.
While I go down.
But does she have a parachute?
No.
Alan,
that's why I won't do that.
I mean, anybody watching this, I don't know how you cannot be entertained and want to get involved in Special Olympics. This guy right here is a ton of fun. Mary Beth, you're an awesome family, and I'm so glad that our paths got reunited again this year through Louisville Athletics. So thank you so much for taking time. And Alan, I'm so sorry you had to miss some school to do this.
Excuse you. Say thank you, Miss Debbie.
Thank you, Miss Debbie.
All right, I'll see you soon, okay?
Bye.